I've been part of Bay Area music for 40 years. In the 1970s, I discovered the Mabuhay Gardens. This North Beach restaurant by day, punk rock club by night, hosted that decade's legendary musicians. In my ripped Iggy Pop t-shirt, I was hanging around with the best. By the 80s, I'd sung in about 10 bands, some for years, others for days. As the 80s became the 90s, I stumbled into the San Francisco drag counterculture, singing alongside artists who had a genius for style and witty lines. The brilliance of many of these performers was lost to the ravages of AIDS, so by the time the aughts rolled around, I kept singing. But with all those names crossed out in my address book, I felt a little too sad to rock out anymore. A nightclub owner suggested a Judy Garland cabaret act, and to my surprise, it was a hit. And I've been performing as Judy for over 20 years. But live cabaret doesn't play well with COVID, and I haven't had a gig in more than a year. These days, I work in a grocery store, performing for an audience of one in my checkout lane. I've gone from counterculture to checkout counter, a grocery store on Team AIM. My youngster coworkers love hearing stories of the 70s. At least I hope they do, when the city was filled with outrageous originality, not total e-business solutions. I didn't think 20 years as Judy Garland would help me get through a pandemic, but they have, and I'm hoping we all wake up from this bad dream soon to hear that clang, clang, clang of the trolley again. And you'll be there, and you, and you, and you'll be there. With a perspective, I'm Connie Champagne.